He and I joined RTC the same day. We both were in civilian clothes. That big old Buckeye look on your face, like, what the heck are we getting into? We both looked like these little kids, like, we had no clue, like, non-military whatsoever. I'm 5'1", probably weighed 100 pounds. He was 6 feet, and he was this good Catholic, kind-hearted, lovable, funny. And we became friends, and my mom thought we'd get married, and his mom thought we'd get married, and everybody just thought we were going to get married. I mean, we'd hang out all the time, all through college, best of friends, and I was deployed the end of 2005. He was in Afghanistan. I was in Iraq. And as an officer, you're responsible for the people below you. And when you say goodbye to families, they look at you and they say, bring my soldier home. And that's a lot to take on at 22 years old. I was scared. I'm not going to lie. And he would help me. He understood. I was in charge of the evacuation platoon, getting emergencies to the next level of care. Basically, you're in ambulances and a clinic. We actually transported human remains and bodies and stuff like that, so I didn't get any sleep. I stopped sleeping. And I was in Kuwait, actually, on my way home, literally by myself. And I got an email, and I was really excited, and it said Benjamin D. Keating. And I was like, yeah, awesome, what'd Ben do? And I opened it up, and it says, I'm sorry to tell you that Benjamin D. Keating passed away, and that was probably one of the worst moments of my entire life. He actually died Thanksgiving 2006 in a rollover crushed vehicle. When I found out, one, I was in shock because I didn't think it was true, and then it hit me very, very hard because I couldn't go to the funeral. I couldn't see his parents. I couldn't say goodbye. And then coming back and prepping for my next deployment and constantly thinking about deployments and how you're going to protect your people, and you're never thinking about anything else, so you don't have time to deal with it. I never dealt with it. And then when I got out of the service, I had a really bad breakdown. Just something broke in me, like it snapped. I was very angry, and I couldn't get myself to go to his grave. Couldn't face his parents. I realized the only way to get help, I have to make the steps and effort to get help. And I went to therapy for 2 years solid. And I cried a lot. And you hate therapy, let me tell you. Hate it. Because you have to talk about your stories. And back then, I couldn't talk about anything. But the only way I knew is the only way I'm going to get better is by doing it and working through it. And this is why I do things like this, because you have to tell your story. That's why I can sit here and talk about things now without crying. And I actually talk to his family now, and we're very close. And his picture's with me at all times. He's my little guardian angel.